The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the second chapter. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. In calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least of the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you all from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior. Amen. Let us pray. Good and gracious Lord, may the words from my lips and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you as we go about our lives today, tomorrow, and throughout our lives always. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen. I don't know about you, but I needed a Christmas nap yesterday. Blessed Epiphany. Today is the festival of the Magi following the star to behold with great joy the manifestation of God in Christ Jesus. It is a day which begins the season of Epiphany in the church year, in which we, like the Magi, follow the star to God made flesh and celebrate through worship the inbreaking of God's light in our lives by our faith in God's grace made visible through word and sacrament. The text today is rife with promise that this light shines for the life of all people in the midst of grave darkness. The wise men were magi, or scholars and astrologers from the Zoroastrian faith, the oldest religion still residing in Iran today. The Magi read the stars and interpreted dreams. They later came to be called kings in the church from the psalm we just read. They represented God's radical inclusivity of all the nations, and they were embraced through the great love of our Lord and Savior. The Western Church later numbered the Magi to be three, although the Eastern Church says there were 12 of them. Thus we have, thanks to our children, the three kings on the table today as part of our creche. The kings actually find Jesus, as we heard in our gospel reading, in a house at this point. They came from the east following the star, which prophesied the coming Lord and Savior of the world in their tradition. They stopped in Jerusalem to ask about the Jewish tradition of the prophets. "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." They were informed in Bethlehem. The king at the time, Herod, neither a political appointee of Rome nor a Jewish king, caught wind of this and feared that his power was being threatened. So he summoned all the chief priests and scribes to find out what their tradition said about where the Messiah was to be born. They informed him he was to be born in Bethlehem. Then King Herod inquired secretly from the tradition of the Magi the exact time when the star appeared, and he sent them to Bethlehem with orders to go and find the child and report back to him so that he could pay him homage. Only, we know that was a lie. He was set on destroying Jesus as he threatened his power. Perhaps this is the reason the Magi have been renamed wise men in our Christian tradition, because after following the star and encountering Jesus, in worshiping him with gifts of gold to signify kingship, frankincense, a sign of wisdom, and myrrh representing long life and healing, they chose not to listen to King Herod, but to listen to their dream. And they refused to be used for nefarious means and chose rather to go a different way home, filled with the joy of the birth of their Lord and Savior, born for the sake of the whole world. The political scene that Jesus was born into was threatened by his birth. The lengths that King Herod would go to keep his power was evil. He ordered the execution of every firstborn male child under the age of 2, undeniably evil. The wisdom of the Magi to go another way, and the obedience of Jesus' parents, who were also told in a dream to go to Egypt to become refugees to protect their child, and their willingness to follow God's instructions, helped usher in the kingdom of God on earth for all people. They were willing participants, which without their willingness to follow God's instructions, we would not be Mary Christians. My aunt Marie Theresa, known affectionately as Puppa or doll in German, who now rests with the saints in heaven, became an 8-year-old refugee after World War II in Germany, when our country gave the east side of Germany to the Russians. She would often ask me, if there is a God, why is there so much suffering in the world? Honestly, I did not know how to answer her. Not understanding her faith fully, she spent her free time helping those who were immigrants to our country get a good start on their new life here. Though she did not understand her faith fully, she was living out her Christian vocation to love your neighbor as yourself. Our Lutheran tradition's response to our baptismal grace, in which we are claimed forever by the grace of God in Christ Jesus and are continually being made new by the grace of Christ's death and resurrection from the cross, cleansed by the water of baptism when we confess our sin, calls us all into vocation to be the light of Christ, welcoming all people to learn of his presence, his love and grace through our words and actions. We can include all in worship and break bread with people of all denominations and welcome all faiths to hear and learn of God's great love made manifest in Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior of the world. I never knew how to answer my Aunt Teresa until I received this meme from a fellow chaplain who happened to be Muslim. A man walks into a barber shop, sits down and asks, if there is a God, why is there so much suffering in the world? The barber, a man of deep faith, responds, I asked God the very same thing, and God responded, why do we allow it? We, like my Aunt Teresa, can question the suffering in the world and ask God to guide us with the light of Christ, present with us, to give us courage and resistance to that which is self-serving and meant for harm. We can choose, by God's grace, to follow another path, to work for God's justice and peace in the world. God uses ordinary elements of water and bread and wine in his promise of forgiveness, renewal, and eternal life in Christ made tangible in them to call us to help usher in Christ's kingdom of justice and peace on earth. In this broken world, as broken people, yet beloved by God in Christ present, crucified, and risen, may we, like the Magi, have the determination to seek our Lord and Savior, turn to the Jewish tradition prophesying his birth, and our Lutheran tradition of Christ's presence and grace made manifest in word and sacrament. May we follow the light of the star to arrive at the place where we can rejoice at Christ's presence and pay homage to Jesus as our King, offering the gifts he first gave us. And upon returning to our daily lives, choose to take the path away from any power that will do anything to stay in power, including hurting others. And on that path, ask questions about the suffering of others and follow our Christian vocation to actively work for God's justice and peace in the world, trusting that in him we are saved and have new life to begin again. Amen.